For many people, spirituality means belief in God and religious participation. The late humanistic Jewish thinker Yaakov Malkin offered a non-theistic definition. The desire for spirituality, in the sense of a dimension to life extending beyond the rational, a life dense with profound experiences, manifests itself in love, art and faith. Malkin wrote in his 2004 book, Secular Judaism, Faith, Values, and Spirituality. He meant a love for people and community, a faith that people are capable of the sublime, and art that reveals the heights human beings are capable of reaching. And if a community gathers for a concert that reaches across generations in pursuit of the sublime? An estimated 150 people attended the debut concert of Cavell's Angels on October 1 at the University of Victoria's Mean Centre for Learning in the McPherson Library. In A Trampled Manuscripts Concert, the lost klezmer music of the Inski expeditions, the local quartet introduced to Victoria 14 of some 1,400 klezmer tunes that had been unseen for more than a century. Klezmorim, Jewish musicians, had performed these songs during the early 20th century. Much of that music was memorized but not notated, until folklorist Zinovy Kiselgoff and colleagues traveled through the Belarus and Ukraine from 1912 to 1914 as part of a Jewish ethnomusicological expedition organized by folklorist Esensky. The hand-notated songs eventually were preserved in the Vernadsky National Library of Ukraine in Kiev along with fiddler Avram Makonovetsky's handwritten notebooks of klezmer wedding tunes. This trove of traditional Jewish music was inaccessible to klezmorim and scholars until 2017, when a Japan-based scholar visited Kiev and received permission to copy photos of pages from several of the notebooks. The Klezmer Institute, a Jewish cultural organization, became involved, creating the Kiselgoff-Makonovetsky Digital Manuscript Project, KMDMP, to distribute copies of the manuscripts online. Researchers, instrumentalists and singers, including Canadians, have transcribed the material into a playable, shareable format. As the Cavell's Angels formed this past summer, violinist Amy Paister wanted to play new repertoire and was drawn to the KMDMP manuscripts, according to flutist Julia Herzog. Herzog recently completed a PhD in Uvic School of Child and Youth Care with support from the Holocaust Studies Program, she said, particularly Professor Charlotte Shally, and from Dr. Matthew Hakulik, a Uvic digital scholarship librarian. To celebrate, the flutist approached Shally about putting on a concert or festival, a celebration of Yiddishkeit, Ashkenazic Jewishness, and the result was this performance, she explained. Shally said Uvic's Department of Germanic and Slavic Studies, home to the graduate stream in Holocaust Studies, was honored to co-host an event that illuminates the richness, vibrancy, and diversity of late 19th and early 20th century Jewish culture in Eastern Europe. The Cavell's Angels spoke during interviews of connections to the music that author Malkin likely would have considered spiritual. Guitarist Lucy Nierenberg said she feels like an archaeologist is dumping off these amazing, varied artifacts that are key to trying to imagine sounds coming from under the fingers of these musicians from over 100 years ago and the community surrounding them. Concertina player Laura Rosenberg added that, through this project I feel newly connected to a global network of musicians and musicologists who digitally notated these old manuscripts during the first part of the pandemic lockdown. For Herzog, the music restores a heritage of Yiddishkeit. Inski was apparently motivated by his awareness of the threats the Jews faced in Eastern Europe through the frequent violent attacks, the pogroms, on villages, she noted. Inski couldn't know that he was preserving music, stories, and artifacts from his community, the Jews of Europe, soon to face genocide. Andrew Muchin is a member of the Victoria Jewish Culture Project, a graduate student in public history at the University of Victoria, and host of the Sounds Jewish radio program available at PRX, https://exchange.prx.org/series/32262-sounds-jewish. You can read more articles on our interfaith blog, Spiritually Speaking, at https://www.timescolonist.com/blog/spiritually-speaking. This article was published in the print edition of The Times Colonist on Saturday, October 7, 2023.